Chapter 3. Heart Failure. Luke chapter 21 reveals that in the last days there will be an epidemic of heart failure, men's hearts failing them for fear. Then, or now, most spiritual heart failure is caused by fear. Fear of deprivation. Fear of the unknown. Fear of the future. Circumstances arise in which loyalty will result in loss. Faithfulness will mean forfeiting some material advantage. Some temporal advancement can be retained, only if principle is set aside. In contemplation of the disadvantage, courage is abated. Measuring the deprivation, the soul gets sick. The eternal things are held with light hands. Old convictions are dimmed by plausible arguments. The heart, which ought to be garrisoned by trusting faith, falters and fails. Fear of the unknown is fear of mystery, things in life which baffle the soul and fill it with foreboding. Some suffering which makes no sense, some burden which is not deserved, but which cannot be shed, sowing love and reaping hate, a thorn in the flesh which makes the heart sick. Why? When? Wherefore? The questions multiply and the mystery deepens. Life seems to be at variance with all that has been promised. Why does the Lord seem so remote? Is he, after all, an impassive God? Is omnipotence really righteous? In the face of the present mystery, weakness turns to fainting, and fainting to fear. The soul is disquieted, the heart is derelict. Because the future is uncertain, it holds some fascination. There may be great things ahead, but who can be sure? With every possibility of success, there is the haunting fear of weakness in the face of opposition. The best beginning may end worst. Yesterday's misfortunes may be repeated tomorrow. Past paralysis may strike again. To the fretful soul, the future is surcharged with failure. The neck is bent to disaster. Evil men and seducers wax worse and worse. The nations plunge into barbarism. The walls are broken down and the gates are burned with fire. The light gleams for a moment, and then cruelty, crime, and chaos sweep over the land. Hope is diminished. Confidence passes into consternation. The soul is storm-tossed, and terror casts its shadow over a dreary landscape. Where is the promise of his coming? Men's hearts fail them for fear. A failing heart may be mended, but being fortified against failure is better. Psalm 112 reveals the kind of man who is guarded against the assaults of fear. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Verse 7. The fixedness is rooted in faith. Stability is founded on breadth of understanding. A trusting heart knows it is better to suffer loss with the Lord than to advance without him. A man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things he possesses. Status is a poor substitute for stature. To gain at the expense of principle is voluntary misfortune. To know how to abound and how to be in need without fretfulness or folly is to know the secret of tranquility. When the spirit is detached from the transitory, the heart is fixed against the day of deprivation. The trusting heart believes that nothing in the life of faith is outside the compass of the Lord's control. Underneath the deepest weakness are the everlasting arms. Sorrows are encircled and fears are cradled by the tenderness of the great God. In the very thing which seemed full of perplexity, his love is discovered. His strength is made perfect in weakness. The purpose of God gets underneath rock bottom. By faith, the perplexed heart may receive of his quietness and strength. Even hard things he will make to be the minister of good. The adversary proves to be a friend. Evil tidings make the doubting heart hopeless. Religion seems to give its benediction to unbelief. Science bestows its powers upon the wrong people. But in the midst of darkness, there ariseth light to the man of trusting faith. He knows the set time has come. The Lord is at hand. Because God has exalted him, nothing can dethrone him. No power on earth can defeat his purpose. The vision hath an end. He will arise and have mercy on Zion. Jerusalem will be made glorious. The wounds of humanity will be healed. All tears shall be wiped away. Peace shall flow like a river. Sin will be finally vanquished. Death will be swallowed up in victory. In the assurance of things hoped for, the heart is fixed, and the soul is fortified against the day of frightfulness. This man reads his morning paper with its evil tidings, and then goes out to do his duty calmly and faithfully. For this sickness, the answer is plain. Get the heart fixed.